Meet John Dixon. He's 94 years old, loves Dr. Pepper, and collects hydraulic jacks.
Oh, this is my carriage jack. This jack is over 100 years old.
Mr. Dixon is a retired engineer and an avid Pittsburgh Steelers fan. He has a hearing aid, but other than that, is in great shape. But he still needs help with household chores.
Mr. Dixon, lunch is ready. Okay.
Is it always orange Jello?
Yeah. I tried lime, but that didn't go over too well, so...
Enter Jackie Donnell. She started working for the Dixons roughly a year and a half ago. Mr. Dixon's wife got sick, and they needed some help. Eventually, the Dixons moved into an assisted living facility. His wife needed round-the-clock nursing care. After she passed away, Mr. Dixon says he couldn't wait to return home.
Somehow, I didn't fit in. Even though everybody is polite, courteous, but underneath it, there's tension, there's sadness, despair in some cases. Boy, I was glad to get out of there.
But his family, including his five children, was uncomfortable with the concept of Mr. Dixon living at home on his own. His daughter, Liz Dixon Joy, found Home Instead Senior Care.
We found ourselves in a, well, crisis situation, I guess is not overstating it, and had exhausted some other opportunities and had just heard about others using in-home care and opened the page, and Home Instead's ad was the one that talked to me.
The company provides non-medical care, often companionship, for seniors at home.
Mr. Dixon, if you can think of anything that you need from the grocery store.
A typical day for me is to come in, start lunch, run errands, go to the grocery store, or if we need to go to a doctor or getting haircuts, things like that.
Jackie Donnell visits Mr. Dixon on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday afternoons. They do projects. She's even helped Mr. Dixon build a stand for his hydraulic jacks. He has 100 of them. But more often than not, they do routine things together.
Most of the time, she'll drive me over and go in with me, take notes for my family, of course, and then bring me back or stop at the pharmacy and get a prescription filled. So that's very, very fine for me, too. Because everyone in my family wanted to know, well, how did you do? What did the doctor say? Says, well, talk to Jackie. She'll tell you. And
do you? Do you, yeah. Give in, you talk to his children?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, because they like to keep up with what the doctor's saying and what's to be done. So, yeah, I take little notes and tell them what the blood pressure is and what the weight is.
Mr. Dixon's daughter, Liz Dixon Joy.
Jackie feels like a part of our extended family and knows all of my siblings and knows our children, and just she had met and known Mom for a while, so she just really helps Daddy maintain the sense of normalcy, I would guess.
And gives her and her siblings some peace of mind, while at the same time respects her father's wishes to remain at home. Family members worry whether their older relatives are being cared for properly, says Roberta Farnham. She and her husband Les own Charlotte's Home Instead franchise. Experts say the senior population is growing quickly. By U.S. Census estimates, nearly 20% of the country's population will be 65 or older by 2010. And who will care for them?
You know, adult children are needing and asking for help. I think that, you know, families, they're either both spouses are working or they have children or, you know, they just can't do everything. They can't be there all the time. And I think that's really one of the greatest, we're going to see more elder care issues than child care issues.
The Farnhams empathize with many of their clients. After all, they've been in their shoes trying to care for both a parent and grandparent thousands of miles away. When the Farnhams were looking for an in-home caregiver, they came up empty-handed. And when they opened their business in Charlotte more than 6 years ago, they were the only non-medical care provider in Mecklenburg County. Since that time, they've had more than 900 clients. Globally, there are 600 Home Instead senior care franchises. In fact, they're very popular in Japan. Now there's competition in Charlotte from other companies hoping to provide in-home care to seniors. For WFAE News, I'm Jamie Bedrin.